It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great stream.
Check this out.
Morena, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, how are you?
Good, it's nice to see you this morning.
Oh, it's nice to see you too. Hey, would you like to, we can talk all about monkeys this morning.
Yay! Yeah.
Chimpanzees, more specifically.
And why is that? Why are we talking about monkeys?
Well, because we are talking about Jane. And Jane Goodall is the topic of this particular documentary. And
fab.
Yeah, and I think that, well, I know that I'm definitely on the massive fandom side of Jane Goodall.
She's
and chimpanzees.
Amazing.
Do you know that like she was like actually just a typist when she was like 24 and decided to go and study chimps?
Seriously?
Yeah.
I had no idea. That's so cool.
And she was like definitely not a scientist and she had no, you know, skills or knowledge. However, no one else had actually done it before.
So it's just like,
which
well,
is
you
a bit
know,
weird.
There's nothing to base it off. You can just make your own rules up. It's quite good.
Well, I think, you know, other scientists have been doing that for years, right?
Exactly. That's basically how science happens.
It is. Except she got dissed a lot.
Rob's still here and he's just shaking his head after ranting about scientists this morning.
Yeah, well, Rob knows all about conspiracy scientists, and Jane is somewhat more practical.
Oh, she's wonderful. I love her.
You love her? Yeah.
There we go.
Okay, so David Attenborough or Jane Goodall.
Oh,
place your
no.
Place your bets. They're both in there. Well, she's in her 80s. He's in his 90s.
I think maybe I'd have to go David just because he's like the voice.
Yeah, you have to change into David Attenborough. So Jane Goodall's a little bit younger. She's like a decade younger than he is. And she might not have the voice, but she's certainly got the charm. And there was so much footage of her shot back in the day. So this film is comprised of over 100 hours of unseen footage. And sometimes, you know, historical footage is not that interesting. She's mucking around with chimpanzees as this kind of beautiful, you know, young hippie. And it's just completely charming.
Sounds great.
And of course, she ended up with the National Geographic photographer as her husband at one point.
Oh, hilarious.
But she ditched him for the monkeys. You know,
For the monkeys.
She's got her priorities.
She has. So when she started out, you know, everyone was telling her that her dreams were just like fantastical and unrealistic and unachievable. She totally pushed through that. She had no academic training, but she suddenly made really big leaps in science because she observed chimps playing with tools.
That's right. She was the first one, to sort of click on that.
Exactly. In the same way as we play with our mobile phones, being a different type of primate. So she actually went and lived with the animals in the jungle, and they could have ripped her face off at any given moment. We see that kind of tension throughout
the
film.
Quite scary, eh?
Fully, but not as scary as the humans.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I can imagine.
Who's the scarier primate? I'd rather hang out with chimps, I think, too. So she has been touring the world, not staying for terribly long in any one place since, and talking about her time in Tanzania and being a real advocate for creatures in the wild, specifically chimpanzees, because, of course, what we're doing is messing up everything, including
everything.
The habitats for primates. This particular film has an amazing score by Philip Glass.
Oh, I love his stuff.
Oh, I thought you might.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, you've sold it to me. I mean, not that I wasn't already sold, but that's just sealed the deal, really.
You know, you could actually just not even engage in the film, just leave it running in the background.
Exactly, and just listen to it.
Just listen to it.
Every now and then glance over and then just be, you know, Jane playing with some monkeys.
Jane playing with the monkeys, yes. Yeah, this is just a wonderful film. I was also thinking about it, you know, like she's the main star of this film, along with the chimps, of course. And that's so rare when you actually think about, like, women in film.
Yeah.
You know, because I think the stats haven't changed. Oh, hang on, here are some stats right now. From the British Film Industry's Filmography Project, the BBC found that the number of women in films has only gone up 2% since 1913.
That's bloody depressing.
Isn't it?
That's so depressing. It's probably...
Crazy.
I'd hazard a guess that there's probably similar things about women in science as well.
Exactly.
That was one of the things about Jane is that she entered a really male dominated field.
Totally. Yeah.
And just dominated it herself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jane and the Chimps.
Jane and the Chimps. Yeah. So this has got a triple whammy, hasn't it?
It really does.
Jane is the centre of the film. Jane in terms of like spiking, you know, a headway moment in science, and then animals.
Animals
for me actually went over.
I was going to say Maria's Achilles heel.
Yeah, fully. So yeah, please watch Jane Goodall if you get the chance to support her in any way.
Did you go and see her speak?
I didn't. I did like it on Facebook and said I was interested. However, I didn't follow through, but I should have. Yeah, so Jane, this is from 2017. Delightful.
Delightful, that's a good review.
And important. Yeah.
That sounds like two key words that would make me watch a movie, I would say.
Yeah, me too.
Plus monkeys, women, and science. Oh, that sounds... Yeah. And Philip Glass. That's really cool. Yes. Yeah.
Classy.
Is the footage shot by her mostly that they use?
It's shot by a range of different people, including her ex-husband.
So she does feature in it.
Yeah, she does. Yes, as do all the monkeys. And it's really saturated and kind of smudgy-edged footage, it's kind of sexy to watch.
Seems real.
Yeah, well, definitely it's real. Just kind of colourful and lush,
yeah,
which I'm a big fan of, you know, that sort of soft...
Wow.
Soft
focus.
60s, 70s kind of look.
Oh, sounds totally lovely. Well, we've actually got a copy of the DVD to give away. So if anybody wants a copy of Jane on DVD, text in now with your best monkey fact, I guess. That's my...
With your B card number as well.
With your B card number is also
and
important.
And your name.
And your name. But also I'd like a monkey fact. I don't really care what it is, but hit me with a monkey fact this morning.
5395, that's the texting number.
That's
well.
The number, yeah.
I wonder if it'd be possible to actually do a monkey noise over text.
If you can phonetically do a monkey noise.
Yeah, I'm not going to do one. Still a little bit too early in the morning for that. But.
So that's for a copy of Jane on DVD and 5395 plus your B card number and some monkey noise or monkey fact. That's
the summary.
I feel like it's
cool.
Almost 8:17. I feel like you're all ready to make noises like that.
Yeah, true. Yeah, one of the cute little quotes from Jane Goodall is that she thought that Tarzan had married the wrong woman. Or the wrong Jane, I think it was. The wrong Jane. Anyway.
Cute. Oh, well, thanks, Maria.
Have a lovely morning.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.